So let's see if there's any questions or anything that you want to bring up about practice, working with emotions, or anything that was said in the talk.
You can feel the feeling, until it's not too much. What do you mean by too much?
She was asking, so I said, feel the feelings until it's not too much, or as long as it's not too much. And what do I mean by not too much? When you're feeling the feelings, if there's an awareness that's holding the experience, that can be interested, curious, connected in a balanced way, then there's a real healing that's happening, because we're learning to not be so resistant or afraid or overwhelmed by the feelings. So as long as you're able to explore with interest, oh, this is what I'm feeling right now. Even if it's a lot, there's a place of centeredness that is exploring. When it gets to be too much, the mind gets confused, gets contracted, gets into the stories, gets into judgment, adding on, you know, the second arrow, you know, that teaching for some people, I meant to mention it last night. There's the teaching of the second arrow or the second dart. The first arrow is, ow, this really is painful. The second arrow is, oh, I am so pathetic for having this experience, or I'm not good, and you have a criticism about what you're experiencing. When the second arrow, or a whole quiver of arrows, is following too much. So that's really the thing to check in with yourself and seeing, am I starting to make it into a struggle to be with this? And that's when to just back off and relax. You know, in that using the rein, I hope I communicated, you just do it for a little at a time. For the next few minutes, let me feel this. Or even just 30 seconds, let me just feel this. And then see where you're at. And then you might find you have a bit more energy to go in further. But at any point where it starts getting confused or off balance, okay, too much. Just relax. Open up to sounds. Feel your body. Do some metta or self-compassion. Is that it?
How to balance when it's kind of wise, wholesome reaction and not aversion that is too much.
How to balance between a wise reaction or aversion, and if it's too much. Well, generally, if the mind is getting contracted and struggling, even if it's aversion, it's too much. Then there's a natural wisdom that says, wait, I think I'm in over my head. So really to respect that, it's not like you can have everything come from this place of deep wisdom and saying, oh, now I know in my meditation I need to back off because I'm really learning balance. Yes. Sometimes it's, whoa, way too much. I'm kind of drowning in here. Okay, time to step back. So just really listen to your body is a good place to to get in touch. If your body is getting tight or contracted, or if the messages, the words in your mind are coming from a finger wagging, you better not blow it, or, you know, all hell is going to break loose, too much. So if it's contracted either in the mind or in the body, those are good signals to respect. But it's an interesting thing, because sometimes we get a sense of, oh, this is a lot, but there's a part of me that says, but I think I want to explore. So it is this balance that self-compassion doesn't always mean playing it safe. It can sometimes mean, yes, this is difficult, but I really there's something for me to learn. And so to honor that as well, it's an ongoing investigation of playing your edge, of growing, and yet really respecting what your limits are. Because every time you're going from the familiar to the unknown, or to the unfamiliar, there's going to be a little bit of anxiety or fear or aversion, and that's not so bad. It's fear, other than when it's danger, uh-oh, this is too much. But sometimes fear is a signal that you're moving out of your comfort zone. Jack Kornfield, my colleague, has a really good way of putting it. He says, often fear is just saying, about to grow. And that's a good sign. Oh, I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm stretching myself. And so just because you might feel a little bit of anxiety, ooh, I don't know, this is new, maybe I should back off, don't sell yourself short. So be willing to stretch yourself. That's why a little at a time, you can always back off. And when it starts getting out of balance, then it's time to really back off.
I still have a question about how, in your opinion, one should relate to insights at this point. When thoughts arise that are very insightful and inspiring, and if I had a paper and a pen, I would immediately write them down, which I don't. It feels a bit of a shame to forget them also. So I know there's so much happening, and we work so much, I mean, we train so much, that although I'm confident that the most important things may come up again and at a later time, but there's still this bit of frustrating.
Yeah, no, it's a very good question, and it's something to really respect and honor. It's an interesting thing. This is called insight meditation, and every now and then insights do arise. Like you say, it's a shame to think, oh, I shouldn't be attached and let go of this insight, and maybe it'll appear 2 years from now and help me out. And it comes, the insights come usually because the mind isn't trying to think about the answer. There's enough space that occurs for the wisdom to shine through. That's very different than, I'm going to solve this problem. Because when you're in that mode, the mind is actually contracted and you don't really allow for that wisdom to emerge. So when an insight comes, and there's a very different feeling to it than, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, there's a feeling of, of surprise almost. You're seeing something in a new way that you never did before. That's something to respect. And when that comes, like you say, it's new information. And there's a value to letting that register in your mind, in your heart, and to really take it in within reason. You know, if it's new information, you really want to, like I said, let it register, savor, and let it touch your heart. But when you start replaying it for the 87th time, you know, yeah, gosh, that is so cool. I can't wait to tell my friends, and too much. So there's this balance between letting it be in here and ruminating about it. As far as writing down, there is a place for that. I might have mentioned it at the very beginning, especially if you're hoping for the next 8 hours, I don't want to forget this. I don't want to, and then the 8 hours are spent worrying about not forgetting it. It's probably better to just write a few words down. And often it just is a few key words, you know, that you hit the Google in your mind when you come back to the from the retreat. Oh yeah, that was right. And so it can be useful, so you have it and it's yours. And often another thing to do, if you've really been touched and your body is seeing things, has experienced things in a new way, to actually revisit that insight. For instance, it's not uncommon, say, for people to come into a practice discussion and say, in the most authentic way, you know, there I was walking to the dining room and I took this step and all of a sudden I saw in a way that I never had before how it's all empty. And it's not just words that they're reading in a book. I'm getting a transmission from it. And I'll say to somebody, let's just go back there for a few moments and remember that moment. Remember how it felt when your body really understood besides your mind. It wasn't just a thought. And there's a value to reconnecting with that experience, not grasping onto it, but just remembering and opening that channel. And that insight can be activating that understanding for years. I have a number of moments in my meditative career that were turning points, and just, yes, I just revisit them and there it is, I understand. So that's the other balance. Okay. So, any announcements? We have yes? Okay, just 1 second. Do we have practice leaders for?
They're signed up.
They're signed up? Okay, this next one. Okay, yes, one last one.
Yes, related to a little bit to what Kim said, but I get really deep into this kind of intuitive decision making, like more at the more practical level, but I don't know how, like this is, I feel that this retreat is a time for me to make big decisions about my life. So I'm kind of also, I don't know if I should get out of those and come always back to the present, or should I kind of allow myself to spend a little bit time with these things, because I don't have the time in my
okay,
normal
so
life.
Again, a good and related question. I'd say for the most part, be here now. But if you find that you've got an issue, keep on going around and around, then, like you say, spend a little time. You might just budget a little time at tea time or say at a walking period or whatever, say 10 or 15 minutes and say, let me just feel what the truth is right now. Not let me figure it out and think, but just get a sense of what the truth feels like in your body. And you might kind of play a few of the different options and just without thinking your way through, listen inside, listen into your body, listen into the tone of the voice inside, and do it judiciously with an end time. Because if you find yourself 8 hours later still going around, what shall I do? Too much. But just using the space of awareness to listen inside rather than figure. Okay, so we have some more groups right now and today. Everybody's name should have been on either yesterday or today. Anybody who didn't see their name? And again, we'll meet the downstairs of the sauna house over there. So when you're walking, by the way, if emotions come up in the walking, you can stop and just let yourself feel them just as you would in the sitting. Oh, use the rain or whatever it is to give space. And one thing more I'll mention, I touched on it before, but it's so beautiful here. Let yourself be touched by the beauty. And although I talked about just the difficult emotions yesterday, the hindrances and other difficult emotions, you might find yourself be touched by really beautiful mind states. Awe, wonder, joy, peace. And when those are strong, those are just as good to be present for and mindful and let them touch you as feeling the breath or lifting a step. Be there for that as well. The Buddha talked about when a wholesome state is here, it's very skillful to let it touch you. So you can actually let yourself enjoy this process. Okay, thank you.